We're now entering day 7 of Turkey's attack against the Kurds in northern Syria. And today, Syrian state media is reporting that government forces there raised the Syrian national flag in Manbij, a town held by the Kurds. President Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops cleared the way for this Turkish offensive. Now, after criticism of that decision, President Trump is slapping sanctions on Turkey. But so far, targeting the country's economy has not slowed down the fight. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in the southeastern Turkey region and joins us now. And Peter, tell us more about the significance of Syrian troops taking over this town of Manbij.
Well, this is an area that was seized from Islamic State fighters by these Syrian Kurdish fighters, the YPG, that Turkey is now attacking. Back then, the YPG was supported by the U.S. military. Those troops are, of course, now withdrawing. Faced with the loss of American support, the YPG decided to invite Syrian government troops loyal to President Bashar al-Assad to come north. That was a major shift, and those government forces did quickly arrive, now deploying at Manbij, an area that Turkish-led forces had said they were going to take. So it's just one of the latest signs of how fluid and complicated this is.
Yeah, it sounds very complicated. Is there a concern about troops from Turkey and Syria clashing?
That's certainly a scenario that could make things even worse than they are now. This is, as I mentioned, though, a very complicated conflict zone. There are Turkish armed forces backed by artillery and air cover. Then there are other Turkish-backed forces calling themselves the Syrian National Army. They used to be known as the Free Syrian Army. These fighters have come in for criticism for alleged abuses in the field. There have been videos appearing to show them shooting unarmed prisoners by the roadside, things like that. And then if you want to add more complication, there's the increasing Russian involvement. Moscow, of course, being Assad's most important ally right now, perhaps followed by Iran. The Russian Defense Ministry says Russian military police are patrolling an area in between the Syrian government forces and the Turkish forces. But the potential for future clashes is certainly there.
We have been talking all morning about these new sanctions imposed by the Trump administration. What has been the response from Turkey?
Well, Ankara said ever since this possibility of sanctions was raised that this is a national security matter, full stop. This operation will not be curtailed because of economic pressure. And as a practical matter, the sanctions just announced are not all that painful, certainly in the short term. There is a boosting of tariffs on imports of Turkish steel, for instance. But the U.S. doesn't buy much, if any, Turkish steel. And now there have been talks on a big trade deal that appear to be blocked now. That's also not an immediate hardship for Turkey, so there isn't any real impact from that yet.
We've also been hearing a lot about American troops leaving. What does this actually look like? What do we know about that effort to get them out of there?
Well, we've been discussing the Manbij area, and there are reports the U.S. forces have left. The entire pullout, we're told, is expected to take a couple of weeks. That's according to a U.S. official. And a good deal of coordination has been necessary in hopes of ensuring the safety of the American forces as they withdraw.
You mentioned Syria's borders. Give us a sense of what's happening on the ground, what you see the border with Turkey, but also with Iraq.
Well, yes. Over on the other side of the border, the news that the government forces were coming north really changed the dynamic on the ground. Civilians, foreign aid workers, journalists, all headed to the Iraqi border. Aid workers in particular say it's a classic bad situation from a humanitarian point of view. The situation is getting more critical, the aid is more needed, and yet conditions on the ground are too insecure to allow them to stay in country and provide the assistance. Now, here on this side of the Syria-Turkey border, the situation is also difficult for civilians. Obviously, the attacking has mostly gone the other way into Syria, but there's been a regular stream of attacks coming the other way. Turkish Defense Ministry says its forces responded to one of the attacks, the one coming from the Manbij region, as it happens, and claims to have killed 15 Kurdish fighters. While the military operation is broadly popular in much of Turkey, here close to the border, the sentiment is more of a fervent wish that it will all be over soon.
It sounds so volatile and chaotic. There are also these fears of the reemergence of the Islamic State group in Syria. What's being done to prevent this?
Well, at the moment, we're hearing a lot of concern more than prevention. The French foreign minister voiced that very concern today. He said the operation could make the resurgence of ISIS inevitable. This has been one of the main complaints from the start, that this Turkish operation could undo years of work to reclaim territory from ISIS fighters, who, as you know, declared a caliphate in parts of Syria and Iraq. And there are numerous ISIS prisoners who've been held at camps that were guarded by these YPG Kurdish fighters. Those guards have reportedly been thinned out since the Turkish operation began. Turkey has responded to this criticism by saying it's prepared to take responsibility for these ISIS prisoners. That's been greeted skeptically by some. The White House is dispatching Vice President Mike Pence now. He's heading a delegation to Turkey. Whether he can convey something that'll change the mind of Turkish leader Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his generals is something a lot of folks will be watching to see.
Yes, I know you'll be following all of this. NPR's Peter Kenyon, thank you for speaking with us.
Thanks, Tanya.